Hey guys, welcome to Real Talk with Okun, where we have realistic conversations concerning life. On today's episode, I'll finally give a full introduction about myself. If you're quite familiar with this podcast, then you should have noticed that I deleted the previous full introduction that was uploaded 2 years ago, due to the fact that a lot of things have changed. I mean, back then I was a 400 level nursing student, but presently I'm an intern nurse I convocated last year, 21st October 2022. So I decided to just make another episode regarding my introduction. So I wrote down some questions just like how I did in the previous episode 2 years ago, and I wrote about 20 questions which I'll be answering. So let's dive right in. The first question is this: what's my full name? My full name is Afula Unity Okun. Okun is my middle name, and that's what bettered this podcast, because I realized that a lot of people around me don't even know me by that name. So I was like, why not just make something that has that name in it, so that people can know that, okay, your name is Okun. I mean, the name is really, really nice. It means peace. Peace. Like, I bring peace to people. The second question is my position in my family. I'm the second daughter and second child of 5 children. My age, I'm 21 years old presently, but by June 21st, I should be 22 years old. My state of origin, I'm from Cross River State, Nigeria. I enjoy talking, listening, and writing. I guess that's what better this beautiful podcast, because I derive joy writing, listening, and talking. But most times, I think you'll find me talking than find me listening. I can be a very good listener. What makes you really angry? I don't get angry easily, but I think I hate or I detest people that pretend. So when I find out that you're pretending or you're pretending about a particular thing, I can get really, really angry about that. But aside that, I don't think I get angry easily. 3 words that best describe your personality. I'll say caring, tactful, and cheerful. I'm a very, very cheerful person. Well, I think most people know me as someone that is very moody, because that's how I often portray myself outside, people that I'm not very close to. But to inside circle, I'm a very, very cheerful person. Do you have any tattoo or piercing? No tattoo, no piercings. Biggest fear? Fear of failure. Fear of living an unfulfilled life. Favorite color? I'll say black and red. What was your favorite subjects in school? Favorite subjects? Let's see, from my junior secondary school, I hated school back then. So I don't think I had a favorite subject in junior secondary school. But senior secondary school, I really liked physics and maths. I thought I was going to study engineering. University, I studied nursing science and I loved biochemistry, pharmacology, biostatistics, medsurg. I don't know, I usually like fancy or get to love subjects that were kind of like hated by a lot of people, because like I love challenges. So once I find out that people don't like a particular thing, I tend to try to do well in those aspects, because I like to stand out. I think that's the best way to describe that. I like to stand out, yeah. Favorite quotes. What about we say favorite Bible verse? Then I'll say the book of James chapter 1 verse 17 that says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's to say, God gives us good and perfect gifts, and those gifts and not according to our status, or according to how long we've served him, or according to our ethnic group or something, or according to our race. There is no variableness. How beautiful is that? If you had to go back to give your 16-year-old self one piece of advice, what would that be? I think I would say this to her. Hey, Unity, regardless of what people say to you, you are beautiful and you are loved by God. And don't let what people say to you get to you, because what God says about you is different. And who is he that seeth a thing and it cometh to pass? when God has not commanded it to, or destined it to, or make it to come to pass? Like, who is he? Who goes that person? Who is he that's yet a thing and it coming to pass when the Lord God has not commanded it to? So don't let whatever people say to you to get to you, because you are not God. And don't forget, you were created by God and you are in His image and His likeness. He loves you just the way you are. And don't try to make anything to change, to suit people's taste or suit people's thoughts towards you. Because at the end of the day, it's God's thoughts that matters. What's your best year of your life? I think I would say this year, 2023. Although I don't know how it's going to end life, but I think just this first half. It's not to have share, because like we are still in April. I think that's been like the best time of my life. I got to meet really nice people. My relationship with God is at the top. It has never been this far, and I'm just so grateful for a lot of things. Because this year is really, really my best year. What's your worst year? I think I'll say the year 2019. I was 18 years old back then. I had a major surgery back then, thyroidectomy, and then left a scar on my neck. So whenever I think about this scar, I'm like, oh God, 2019, that was a lot. And then the next year was 2020, that was COVID. I think if I should say 2019 and 2020, that would count, because 2020 was kind of like a lot for me. It was COVID. But then I had the best results that year too. So I don't know. But this year is my best year. My five favorite musicians. I'm a fan of Christian music, so I don't know, I cannot pronounce most of their names, but let's try. Torren Wells, that sang Until Grace Found Me. That song is really, really beautiful, and from that I got to listen to other of his songs like Valleys and a lot. I love him so much. And then we have Dunsinu Yinko. He's a Nigerian artist. And we will sing that song, My Jesus. That song is so beautiful. And the best line is when he says, there's no sinner that Christ cannot save. I mean, when Paul the Apostle said that Christ saved him, although he was the chief of all sinners. And then that's a lot for me, because when I think about things that we've done as sinners or as unbelievers back then, I tend to think about the fact that there's somebody out there that done worse than I did, and Christ still has the heart to forgive the person if that person is willing to confess with the person's mouth that he or she believes in Christ and accepts the atonement that Christ has in store for that person, and that person can be saved. Kat Nicole, that sang God Is In My Story. The fifth person is every other musicians that are Christian musicians that I haven't mentioned yet, because I cannot just pick one person again. There are a lot of them. What do you like most about yourself? I think I like the fact that I'm very, very optimistic. Reader or writer? I enjoy writing. I don't like reading books. I seriously don't know how I was like an A student, but I seriously don't like reading books. If it's not academic based books, then counting it out, I'm seriously not going to read them. But recently I've been trying to read spiritual books, because I'm trying my possible best to grow daily. So I'm beginning to read some spiritual books, really nice one. Presently I'm reading one called The Final Quest, and it's so interesting, although it can be scary sometimes, but I'm enjoying it. Weird facts about me. I'm very flexible. I'm quite a hugger, and I sniff people whenever I hug them. So in case you find me hugging you and I'm being, please don't be scared. It's something that I do on the norm, and it's somehow. And also, I love the smell of rain. Best food. I surely don't have a best food, but I love Nigerian dishes. The likes of Amalani Widu, Pounded Yaman, Afang Soup, Bangan Starch. Did you notice something? I'm only calling Swallow because I don't like all the rice, beans. Oh my God. No. Please count me out. Thank you. Ever been in love? Yes. Presently, I'm in love. I'm in love with the Son of God. I'm in love with the one who created me. I'm in love with the person that Christ sent as a comforter for me. I'm in love. I cannot remember what I was doing before I met you. I've been baptized. I know, I sing a lot. I'm quite a good singer. What do you detest about people? I think I hate people that pretend. Like, be real, why are you pretending? Just ask yourself. And finally, I'm a child of God. I think I should stop here because, like, once this gets really long, it will be so boring. Thank you so much for listening. I'll do my possible best to be uploading twice in a month at least. Oh, I can upload more than that, but at least twice in a month. Now we should be expecting one in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Like I said, this podcast, we're going to be having realistic conversations concerning life, like all areas of our life, and it's going to be very interesting, I promise you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.